Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio, Monday from 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific time, every Monday for the last 7 years. Yay! Times fly. But you know what? Everything changes. Today I came to the studio and we had always the big computers, and I'm sure people who are watching us on Facebook, they remember that they can barely or could barely see me. But right now, hey, I have reason to dress up well because probably everybody sees me. But in studio, outside of Ilona Europa, myself, your dear host, I have somebody who represents a very, very well accented topic on our show, because Yelpy, Alan. Yay. Yelpy, but we don't call you Alan ever.
No,
yes?
Drop the A. Drop
no,
the
okay. You are a Yelpy. You are originally from?
Irlande.
Irlande, but that's not how you say Irlande.
Ireland.
Ireland, yeah. You know. We will need to get used to his accent, similarly to my accent, but hopefully people already know that my Polish accent will never go away.
You have an accent?
I don't.
Never noticed.
People have an accent.
Yeah,
I don't. Yes, and we have one amazing guest who has no accent, but has a roots that really, really belong to accented people, because you are half Polish, half
Russian.
Half Polish, half Russian. That's already very important for us. And outside of that, okay, people, hold on to the chairs. We are talking to a very, very big producer, record producer, person who worked with the names that we all just love and we grew up with. Until this day, probably he's discovering lots of wonderful stars. We'll be listing the names soon, but your name is not accented. Name?
Michael Veilblom.
That's sounding like so really royal. Then why?
Why?
Yes, the veil.
I use my middle name. I don't know. It's just been a habit.
But is this like sounding like king of something or prince of something?
Well, the funny thing is when I used my middle name at first, people thought I was a heavy metal producer with a umlauts over the...
Umlauts. Oh, that's it. You could...
But I wasn't.
I never heard this name before. Mm. It's like short version of something? Or,
no, it's just a middle name.
I like it.
Thank you.
Okay. I don't even know, because when it comes to respect, I'm supposed to start talking to you, Michael. And I know that people like, okay, start talking to Michael first. We want to know what stars he recorded, what he's doing right now. We'll be having time for that. But Yelpy, you are here also to promote your new single.
I came here because you asked me to come.
not
just for that.
I know, but you know, we are already premiering your stuff here on LA Talk Radio.
Always. Thank you. I'm very grateful.
And you are coming here, you know, minimum 3 times a year. I'm just your biggest fan. He's very, very wonderful artist. And I'm hoping that some magic will happen and they both will be working together. Plus, of course, I have hidden agenda. Everybody knows Natasha's voice and her song. We were promoting the song too.
Natasha's the best.
I know Natasha's the best. And hopefully we all will meet in Michael's studio in Sherman Oaks.
No pressure.
And we will be recording and feeling the vibes of the biggest stars
like
in the world.
Like a Band-Aid song we do, you know?
We will. Right. We will. And we'll have coffee, but you know, here we have water. It's good enough.
Water's the best.
Okay. You'll be singing live, and then I'll push the button. I will be singing your new single, Shout, with Michael. We'll be listening to two recordings also from his artist. This is a lady who is originally from Sweden. Then it's very exciting to bring some flavor, European flavor, to our show. Okay, Sorry, I'm starting from Michael because I just need to.
Whatever.
Michael.
Yes.
30-something years in this business. Are you tired of this business?
I'm always tired. No, of the business? No, I'm always tired because I'm working so much. But no, I love the business.
You are working so much, and we talk a little bit before the show, and that's all what we do. We love music, and without music, we practically don't exist. We are not existing, and you are tired of working, probably nights, evenings, recordings, and...
All the time, yeah.
If I can describe who is Michael, what you will put right after your first name? Michael the... producer or the composer or the what would be?
Well, I do all of that. So
artist.
Well, I don't consider myself. I used to think I was an artist, but now I just think that I just try to produce music. So record music, engineer music, produce music. I actually, one of my best roles is supporting other artists.
Oh, everybody says
when I was aww. When I was younger, I used to think, oh well, I'm the singer songwriter, but no, I actually find myself better off behind the console with other artists.
I love it. We, as an artist, we need somebody who is on our side. But sometimes, you know, when you go to studio and you hire people and you put the trust in their hands and their ears and their knowledge, you feel like a little bit less off because you have this greatness over you, and then you don't know if Michaels of this world are on our side or they are just get out of my studio faster because you are not the best of what we had.
That's true.
But I know that you need to give your soul to every project because
absolutely.
You put your name on it.
The truth is that, in my view, my role is, I mean, people come into the studio, they're artists, they've got a vision of what they want to sound like. And one of my goals is to try to execute that vision so that it comes out the way that they want to be heard. Because they're the ones that live with the recordings. I move on to other projects. But the truth is I don't know any artist that has a vision for themselves that isn't great.
Oh.
So if I can try to get that out of them,
I always hear that artists don't know what they want. I agree with you.
It's being able to get it coming out of the speakers the way you want to hear it.
Yeah. Okay, people, every artist who listens to us, you need to learn how to spell Michael's name and book the tickets. Or if you are in here somewhere in LA or a little bit further, his studio is in Sherman Oaks. What is the name of your studio?
Titan Music, Inc. That's the production company. And I also work in conjunction with Music Master Exchange.
Wow. And the Titan, even you start, your name, spelling your name one more time, if people don't know how to spell your name. In a Google to find the contact.
My name is spelled M-I-C-H-A-E-L, middle name V-A-I-L. Last name B-L-U-M.
Okay, now we have almost everything. And of course, come to Accent On. I put all the links and names of the studio and stuff like that and your bio also and website. People can check you out and
contact you.
Then let's rewind your life 30-something years ago. You were an engineer?
Yes.
And musician?
Yes.
What you were playing?
Well, I went to college in electrical engineering, specialized in audio. So I was rebuilding studios. I was building gear. I was doing, in the old days, you didn't go out to Guitar Center and get a microphone, mic preamp.
Yeah.
You'd have to build one. So I used to do that at studios. I come from Chicago. So started in Chicago doing jingles and working in studios. And then I went to New York for about a year, worked in some of the major studios there, and then ended up out here.
Then you think your real career started in Chicago, New York, or LA?
My real
career, real success, and I'm building up to the names that we'll hear in a moment.
I consider the people I worked with in Chicago great, and I was doing my own music a lot in Chicago.
What style of music you were composing
back then?
Rock.
Oh,
rock.
Yeah, it's pretty much rock. Yeah, back then. But now I do everything. I mean, I just love music. It's almost like all different styles of music. It's like you don't wear the
100%.
Same clothes every day.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
You want variety.
That's I love it.
Makes it wonderful. So
I love it. I just, yes, saying everything what you want to hear.
He's ticking all the boxes, this guy.
I know. I don't know what to say. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. You were my guest like a few years ago. You know, now I'm more confident and just more excitable about everything what's going on in my life than, you know, than. And I believe in music. I believe in musicians. I believe in creativity. I believe that we need to allow artists to speak out their truth in a studio, not change the way how they came with and make them something that they were not when they entered the studio.
I totally agree. I mean, the truth is that everyone, if they just become more of what they are, then they're unique.
Truthful.
And they're themselves. And the truth is, I tell young artists when they come to the studio, you know, if you come in and you want to sound like someone else, you shouldn't be working with me, because in my view, if I do help you become, you know, sound like or a style of someone else's, then if it works and you become successful, then you have to keep on perpetrating that mask.
On your
yeah,
face.
Rather than being who you are. And the best thing is, if you are doing what you love to do and who you are, and it's accepted, then you have it all.
You have it all. And the first name that comes to my mind, and the person that you helped to develop, is Kelly Clarkson.
Right. I worked with Kelly.
Okay.
That was years ago.
That was years ago, but still, she was probably fresh from winning.
Actually, this is before American Idol.
Really?
In fact, the way that it went down is... I normally take in artists and develop them. And, you know, that was one of the things I love to do, is take in artists, develop them, try to shop them to major labels. I've had a lot of success in that regard before Kelly Clarkson was Anastasia.
I love her. Oh, in Europe, that's the big name.
She became very big. And, you know, I met her because I saw her singing in a hotel lobby. And I said, "You're great. Let's put a project together." And so I put together Stevie Wonder's keyboard player, a bunch of people. And we did music with her, and she got noticed and got a deal. Anyway, Kelly, on the other hand, had just come from Texas.
Yeah.
And
How did you find her?
I actually put an ad out in Backstage West looking for singers. And that weekend, I remember I had 40 singers or 50 singers come through. They all had like a half an hour to sing me something and give me with a karaoke. So I could just start looking for another singer to work with. And she walked in. She was like the first person that walked in the door. I'm like, "Wow, this is great. Who are you?"
Beautiful.
And, you know, she had some of her pictures that she you know, everyone would bring a picture, you know, a headshot or something. She had like some home picture with her mom or whatever.
Beautiful.
So I said, "You got to get some real headshots." Because she had just come from Texas, and she was a waitress. And I'm like, "We got to do something together."
I agree. The real talent shines in the first 30 seconds practically, and doesn't matter what picture you have.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and okay. Then how we can... Okay, Kelly Clarkson is a really big name. We love her dearly till this day. But we are talking about artists. Michael Jackson, Madonna. We are talking bands that people listen to it till this day, and you were part of the recording session of producing the albums. Then if you can give us few names, I can read them, I have them, but okay. I think they will come out much better from your lips to our ears. Then give us the names of the people that you had honored to work with.
Well, I've been honored to work with so many artists, everyone from Roger Daltrey from The Who, Michael Jackson, his nephews, 3T, Tito Jackson's kids. I worked with Rebe Jackson. I worked with, Michael Jackson, Madonna. I did three albums with as an engineer.
Yes, and we have Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd.
We have Prince. We have Jessica Simpson. See, I need to remind him who he worked with. But that's good.
I used to do demos with Jessica Simpson.
Oh, I miss her voice. Gosh.
Yeah, I thought she was great.
She's a great singer.
Really
she's
nice
great
person.
Everything what she's doing. But we miss Jessica. What a charming, beautiful lady, and smart, of course. And her voice was just beautiful.
Right.
So sexy.
I did a record with Brian Ferry. I worked with Peter Cetera from...
Oh, I love his voice.
So, I mean, but that was... Seems like ages ago. I mean, after that, I worked with Suicidal Tendencies, did 10 albums with them. Just Infectious Grooves, I produced a record with. Worked with Norman Brown, Grammy-winning jazz artist. So I go any direction, you know. It's very funny because I came out here thinking I was a rock guy, And I ended up working in R&B. I worked in jazz. And I found that I love jazz. I'm really good at jazz. And so I just feel like it's opened my mind, my heart to all different styles of music.
Okay, then I need to ask you this question. You mentioned a lot of styles of music, but what about hip-hop?
I've done some hip-hop. I've done all sorts of different styles of music, some rap. Those projects don't gravitate towards me, but I love it. I love the style. If it's done well, because, you know, I feel music is a form of communication, just like what we're doing here, right?
Absolutely.
And if it's done well, then it touches and connects with a lot of people. If it's
the spoken words, you know, it's like poems. You really, you know, they know what they're doing, hip-hop people. Yeah. But hip-hop is start being more commercial right now than mixing every style of music, which is exciting for me, too, because I'm not alienated so much from the style. Like, right. I don't want to hear. No, I do, really, because it's great backing tracks and good singers around, you know. Okay, then if we can think about you in your studio in Sherman Oaks, could you describe your studio to us?
Sure. I've got a reasonably small... I started out in a large studio, and I found out that, you know, in a large studio, you had to keep clients going through to pay all the bills. So I ended up with a smaller studio. It's certainly large enough to cut rhythm sections, you know, drums, bass, everybody in the same room. So it's large enough for that. I just can't do the large string sections or choirs.
Yeah.
So I decided that I'd go with a smaller studio because then I didn't have to watch the clock all the time. And I've got all vintage gear, old Neve board, API equipment. I've got vintage compressors. That's my thing. I love compressors and vintage microphones because it's my theory that everything before it gets into Pro Tools and gets digitized is where the vintage stuff happens. And then once it's in Pro Tools and digital, you want to stay there.
Yeah. What about analog recordings? Do you miss this?
You know, that's an interesting question because... You know, the analog tape machines had such a quality.
Them.
You don't?
The cutting little
wrench?
Yeah.
I used to cut and paint, you know, cut and edit.
Cost a lot of money, every piece of tape going
down. Plus 15 minutes, you know, cost you $200 for a roll of 2-inch tape. But the truth is that the format itself has a certain sound quality because of the tape compression that you can get if you use it properly. I mean, you can simulate it, but, you know, we're talking... second, third order effects.
Yeah.
The truth is, you have a great song that doesn't matter what you do it on.
Absolutely.
You know, it really doesn't.
We need good engineer, good microphone, good acoustic in a studio or in a bathroom, whatever people record. But really, the most important is the honesty and the capturing the mood and the color of the voice. And
100%. Yeah. I mean, you know, great hit songs were recorded on 8-track, on mono even. So.
Yeah.
You know, it's just getting the right performance and getting a great song, you know, so it can be reproduced.
And one more time, name of your studio?
It's called Titan Music, Inc. And the website is titanrecording.com.
Wonderful. And I think it's time for the music then.
Ah.
I know we have an artist that you sent two MP3s to me and to our radio. And I would love to know more about this girl, lady.
Well... Girl. Her Lady? Name is Emily Song.
Hi, Emily. Hopefully she's listening to us.
Yes. And she's from Sweden. She was discovered by a partner of mine, Peter Stormare, who's a very well-known actor. He also has a record label in Sweden and in Japan. We've distributed in, and this is his production company, and he brought it to me. We worked together on the project. We basically took her songs that she was doing at home, and we... took them and brought more to arrangement, added music. She came over from Sweden, did vocals, and I'm very proud of the music. Her songwriting is one of the best parts of this, is that she comes from a place of real honesty. It's not about writing songs. It's about expressing herself through music.
Wow.
And that, to me, is really what a true artist is.
Wonderful. Then her name one more time?
Emily Songs.
Wow, and this is a premiere?
Yeah, we just released, we released two singles.
Yes.
They're distributed on, you know, all the platforms from streaming. They're on YouTube. They're everywhere.
Will she be back in L.A.?
She will be coming back for the next album that we're working on. We're about ready to put out a full album. But these are the two singles that I gave you. that we released.
And we have them on Accent On with Ilona Europa. And thank you so much for this premiere. What a day today. Three premieres. Ah, we love it. Okay. Monster first?
Sure.
Okay.
Your talk is sweet as pie, but you're a monster.
That he's killing her.
You
so
notice
nicely.
The music is sort of cinematic.
Yeah, absolutely. Haunting.
Yeah.
Haunting.
That's
and
very,
her voice is beautiful and very gets you.
It's a bit
gets
like you. Bjork meets Leaky Lee.
A little bit.
You're
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that her name?
Leaky?
I love the instrumentation. Yeah. I love the guitars. I love this.
It was really exciting because, you know, it's creating a mood is what we're trying
absolutely.
To do.
Absolutely.
Rather than, you know, a typical pop song, here's your chorus.
No, that's not very formulaic at all.
You know, yeah,
very, very. It's like a song that has Long
it's
hook.
Like sky.
Long
it's hook.
Sky in the
background.
Yeah. Oh, there's a lot of depth.
Madness, yeah.
Many layers. Very congratulations.
Well, thanks.
Sweden and LA. That sounds really, really good. Something new, something different.
Super talented. And I'm really grateful for Peter Stormare, yes, and his company, Stormvox Records, for bringing her to me and us all working together on it.
Wow. Okay, we are keeping our fingers crossed that she will do very, very well there, and hopefully we'll hear a lot of her music in America. Okay, we'll have one more. My Desire will be playing maybe in a few. Mr. Lay, ELP.
Hello.
Do you want us to play a shout first, or do you want to shout on your guitar?
Dealer's choice, really.
I know it's really dry air here. And
dealer's choice, I'm easy.
Okay. Oh, just play something, just live, play
on the guitar?
On the guitar. Guitar, love the accent, he has good accent. He's so funny.
Play the single, then.
2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I was walking with my child, Natasha, around our place. And who did we bump into? Mr. Yelp with his daddy, who was just visiting from Ireland.
Yeah, my daughter.
And it was so, so cool to meet your daddy. And I found out that you live like 5 seconds from my place.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Small. Life is amazing. Okay.
So I won't play the single then. I'll play something.
No, else. Yeah, we have a single. We'll be shouting.
I played the single before.
Yes, of course. I love you. Close to mic. Can we?
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Sun, she burns like the sun, she burns like the sun, like a star. She moves like the wind, she moves like the wind, she moves like the wind, like a storm. Like a storm, she feels like my world. She feels like my world. She feels like my world. Like I'm home, and I am blind in her light. I am blinded, and then she. She walks through the door. I know she's the one. I know she's the one. I know she's the one. The one I want. And I am blind in her light. I am blind. Like a star, and I am blind in her light. I am blinded. Save me, save me, take me away from here. Save me, save me, take me away from here. Save. Save me, save me, take me away.
Beautiful. What an original artist you are.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And I know you play drums also?
Not really. Play drums?
I don't. Did you play with somebody at a concert?
And I said, No, I never played drums.
I don't know why I put together drums and you. This is so, so beautiful.
You don't want me to play drums, trust me.
You're drunk a little bit, you know, my beat is not following me. Oh my gosh. Congratulations on your new release.
That's my old one.
We heard because you were playing. I probably played already your single, but now today is the shout time.
Shout, yeah, shout.
What can you tell us about this song?
Shout is the first song I did everything myself. Yeah. Everything. I did everything. I played everything. Oh. I tried to produce
drums.
It. I did play drums.
That's why
that's why.
That's why I read it.
But I don't play drums.
You program or you played?
I programmed.
Okay.
Well, I played with my fingers.
You played. Yeah.
So, and also I did the video. The only thing I didn't do on this song is dance.
Who was the beautiful girl? Who did
Kelly Tao, who is amazing.
Hi, Kelly. She's amazing.
She climbed up to, she, total stranger, agreed to climb up to a mountain, the top of a mountain with me, and just dance in the blinding heat for
what we are doing for artists.
I think we shot twice, so maybe 2 hours in total.
Beautiful.
So yeah,
then we'll need to send people to YouTube everywhere. Yes, everywhere the video is available and it's really doing
very well.
Yeah, it's already
at 16,000.
You know, I'm so happy.
It's really good for me.
Absolutely. Yeah. Then how can we help you to promote your video? What we can do?
Oh, just click. Just share it. Click. Comments. Subscribe.
Oh, of course.
You know, all that social media stuff.
Everybody can go to your links.
Yelp.
How you spell Yelp?
Y-E-L-P-Y. Just type it into Google and boom.
She's
just
there.
Like
he's
magic.
There. Really, you are not there. Your voice is there and song is there. And that's Shout Premiere LA Talk Radio Accent On with Ilona Europa and Yelp. Shout.
We don't even need to talk about it. Heaven knows you don't need lie about it. And every time I even think about it, I get so mad that I could scream and shout. You make me wanna shout, shout, shout. You make me wanna shout, shout, shout. Now there's so many times you made me wanna shout so loud. Control, you know I just don't wanna hear you lie again. Don't say you won't. You make me wanna shout, shout, shout. You make me wanna shout, shout, shout. You make me wanna shout, shout, shout. You make me wanna shout, shout, shout.
The lady who wants you to shout at her or shout because
I thought you
cannot
were
take
ask
it.
Who's the lady singing the high bit? That's
no,
me.
You have very unusual voice, a very well recognizable. Lucky you have the sound that just separates
that's
you from.
That's the first
somewhere.
Time I've heard it on the radio. Like it's been on the radio, but I haven't
I keep missing it on the radio, you know. And this is the first time I've heard it. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, it's always the hardest when you hear yourself back. It sounds really good, and I like the backing tracks. You have a little like Phil Collins in the beginning. Yeah,
that's what I was going for. Yeah. Thank you.
You did, yes!
I was going for Phil. I was going for, you know, the song...
That's
exactly what I was going for.
In the
air
tonight.
Yes, yes.
You know what? Thank you. It's so good when we are influenced by classics.
I love that song. It's one of my favorite songs.
Oh my gosh, it's Heartbreak. Heartbreak. It's just the coolest song. So simple, but so like repetitively cutting your heart.
Back in Ireland, Ireland and England, there used to be this advert on the TV for Cadbury's chocolate. And it was that, it was that song. And it was a guy in an ape.
Apron?
An ape, like a gorilla.
Oh,
like, he was dressed up as a gorilla and playing a drum kit.
And
so when the drums kick in, the gorilla's like, and that's what's in my head. That's like
I love the song.
A gorilla playing a drum kit.
So. Oh, right. Love you. Congratulations. He's doing very, very well. People go to ELP Facebook and YouTube. It's very easy name of the song. Shout and go to my Facebook Accent On and, you know, spread the word for the shout. Okay. We are dealing with obvious young, unusual, beautiful artist and a maestro, recording guru and record producer who practically recorded the bestest.
Thank you.
I know, you know what? 30 something years and touching every style of music, dealing with so many artists who have their own needs and still loving them and just feeling like you serve instead of we come and beg you and you are like, you know, give us the
Well, that's
pope.
The beautiful thing. This last project with Emily was a real, real collaboration. So with Peter and Emily and myself, it was wonderful. It felt great.
I know we are fans of her. We cannot wait if she will be here. We would love to have her, of course, on Eli Talk Radio and meet her in person. We'll see who is the next person that you will be working with. We have a lot of great. I can introduce them to you. I don't know if you want to work with so many of my friends, but I, through all of the 7 years, oh my gosh, so many unusual artists came through this studios. I think I handpicked them. I really feel something unusual about them. And they really look for the somebody who just is on their side. And
Absolutely.
It seems like...
Well, you attract the great artists because you're so connected.
Yeah, I know. And I, you know, that's what I breathe. I breathe. And I'm developing so many young artists too and doing albums for them for so many years. They are sometimes coming when they're 11 years old and they start recording at the age of 12, 13. They sound like 15, 16. And then, you know, they have whole albums on their YouTubes in age of 14, 15.
Yeah,
then
you
met a few of my...
brilliant.
Yeah, they're brilliant. He's like, whoa, how old is she? But doesn't matter. Then is a problem when they record artists because you have no power over them and they already think, I have an album, I'm a star. But no, you're not. Now you need
to... when the work starts, right? Once you record
Trust me, this is the biggest disappointment of my life. When young people, you get them to the point that they have beautiful project in their hands and they mostly say, I can do it all by myself, I am a star, I can do it, and they just all play in the bands in a funky clubs that they people sell alcohol, you know, and they're underage. I don't get it, how this even works with parents there, but whatever. I'm like, what are you doing to this child? You let them grow. He's so many. No, I cannot complain. This is a happy show. Okay, then outside of but in a way we have another song that is called My Desire. Yes, and what can you tell us, Michael, about this one?
It's a beautiful song. It's a beautiful song. And so, as I said, Emily wrote these songs straight from her heart. They all mean something to her. It's about her life. And so it's not songs that were just created to be songs. They were really part of her expression. So,
could you tell us more about Emily? She's like, she's here, but she's not. Hi, Emily. Describe us how she looks.
Oh, she's beautiful. She's,
okay, I see that.
She's Swedish. So
she's Swedish, tall, blonde.
I had to stand up tall. So she wasn't taller than me, yeah.
Is she doing something outside of singing?
She also is a painter, a fine artist. Uh-huh. A very fine painter, yeah.
Okay, she needs to bring both of her talents to America for sure.
Yes.
Okay, then My Desire.
Thank you.
Perfect weather, and our studio looks so good with this music, and sun is going down. I feel like driving the car with open hood, and it's the ocean on the side, and then she's like modern Sade too, like smooth operator. It's just, feel this round, hooks. Congratulations. Very unusual style. She has a style, this girl.
Much, yeah. She has her own style, yeah. There's a little sensuality to it.
Hello. Very much so. But is it intimate songs? You know, you want to almost be like alone with your own thoughts? For me.
Yeah.
Sorry, for me. Right. Nobody there. Me, my thoughts. But mesmerized. Kind of gross, yeah. Need to be nice surrounding for that. Or just loneliness. Or I don't know. Beautiful. Very evening songs. I love it. Early evening
Thank
to the
you
night.
For being the first to air it.
Oh, I'm That's so excited about her. Congratulations again. What can I say? Okay, we are playing a lot of music and I know that people like what we are presenting. Then, okay, a little bit of Natasha, of course, no choice. Natasha Amira calling out to me just for the different style of music. Then, yeah, just a little bit.
In the darkness I can see a glimpse of who I wanna be. Dancing moments in the air. I wanna run, see what I can become until I've won. I'm running far and wide, searching land and sea. I never starlight I can see. Imagine who I'm gonna be. I'm gonna run. searching land and sea, and never thought I'd find my destiny. But it's calling out to me,
calling out to me, calling out to me, calling out to me, out to me, out to me, calling out to me, calling out to me.
Natasha Mira, Calling Out to Me. Wow, we have so much talent today. Oh, so many different styles of music, and it's just so exciting to see these young people. Everybody has their own things to say through the music, you know, and we cannot compare. These talents are that great. It's just life is good when music develops, you know, instead of staying in one place. Okay, everybody, if somebody's in this area now a little bit further and can fly to Los Angeles to Sherman Oaks, please contact Mike and go to his studio. Name of the studio again?
Thank you. Titan Music, Inc.
And or your website, do you have?
Website is www.titanrecording.com.
Wonderful. And just contact Michael, because you can have sound of the recordings that only the bestest again in the world can have. It is so true, and you earn this title being so good to the artists and for all these names that you already recorded, and we have greatness coming probably to your door every day. Then great. And I also would love to tell you, anytime when you have some new artists that you think like is nice to play and give them a little spin, we would love to, you know. Accent On is the place for artists, for sure. When people want to talk to our ELP, then where we can find you again?
On the internet, with the ELP, just type in the ELP into the
and name of
into
your
the
song
Googles.
And name of
Shout.
Your song is Shout.
Shout.
It's very, very easy. And our beautiful singer from Sweden name is?
Emily Songs.
That's very easy to remember. And we play two songs, and Monster and My Desire. Are they available for downloads everywhere?
Yes, they're,
too?
They're all over the internet, yeah. Apple, Spotify, YouTube, they're all there.
Wonderful. For today, this is almost it for Accent On. I know Michael will be coming with new artists, and ELP, you always are here with new stuff. I would love to say bye-bye and maybe play like 2 minutes of the songs that also was recorded with help of Jeff Floro, who has show All About Guitars right after me, and he is one of he knows everybody who plays guitars in the world. But yeah, he did some good guitars on my track. And yeah, it's called Dance and Pray. Just pray. Just not for different style. Rock, pop rock, whatever I sing, who knows.
I don't know how. Listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.